are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, that's right. You guys are tuned in to the Double Dosage After Show. I'm your host, V, and we have a very large panel here with us today. We have, well, start with our guests. We have Kara coming over from the first hour. Kara Wachowski.
Hello.
We have Pamela Olson, who is a legal advisor. She's someone who's been working around the family court situation. And we have Melvin Punch, of course.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
And then Rob and I. So, yeah, this is pretty much the free hour. We can discuss whatever need be discussed without having to bite our tongues.
Yes. So, I wanted to say hello to Kara. I've known Kara now for many, many months. She was very active in the fight to regain custody of her children. I noticed her post and her activity on Facebook. This is months before the tragedy occurred with James. And Kara, you've been on both shows. You've been on the Red Pill Hardcore, and also you've been a guest on Family Case Files, where you actually told your story. And it's just sad that, you know, your activities prior to the tragedy occurring didn't somehow prevent it from occurring. It's just shameful. But I did have a question, though. Now, I understand from our previous discussions that James's grandfather, your ex's father, he's a registered sex offender, isn't he? Isn't he governmentally connected somehow? Didn't he have some position with the government?
No, he's not a registered sex offender. He's not.
Oh, he's not?
He's never been convicted of it, no.
I see.
And as far as the government connection, the grandfather, which is my ex, no. I have not been able to prove without a doubt any government connection as of yet. That is still something that I'm definitely digging into. I mean, clearly there is a connection there.
Yes.
I just haven't pinpointed it yet, and I think that's also something that I'm going to let my lawyers figure out.
Okay.
But
what you were saying about...
Nobody is a registered sex offender.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Although one of them should be.
They should, yes, they should. But what you were saying about not being able to initiate a lawsuit against the judge, if the judge committed misconduct under the guise of a judicial authority, that strips away their immunity, and you can sue them. That's fact. And Pamela Olson, who her organization Save the Children, she's very active, politically connected, and I've been trying to get you two together for a very long time now. She, her insight is very, very valuable, and she can probably steer you in directions that you've never before considered. But about alternative measures that can be taken to address this problem, I've started a Twitter initiative. I came up with the idea, this is after you appeared on the Still Punching Show, that most of this corruption is a direct result of funding from the Social Security Trust Fund, which funds all child protective services in the country. So I'm trying to get enough people to back my initiative that we need to stop paying for child protective services through our Social Security Trust Fund. Let the states bear the weight of the cost themselves. If each state is responsible for paying the foster parents, for the work that the social workers do, for you know, the medical care, if we can find a way to stop Social Security funding going to child protective services in every state of the country and let the states bear the burden of the cost themselves, in my opinion, that would go far to eliminate the corruption, there'd be less unwarranted takings of these children, because they're doing it now because they have a cash cow with the Social Security Trust Fund. So let's just kill the cow. Let the states be responsible for financing child protective services, and then that would take the investigative powers away from the social workers who go into court, they perjure themselves, and they, you know, make false accusations, and we'll put the investigative powers back in the hands of the police, who should be the only authority able to investigate allegations of abuse and neglect. Now, Kara, the thing that I'm a little bit unsure of is what caused your children to be separated from you initially. I mean, I understand that the police report that you made and the allegation that you made against your ex probably initiated the whole situation, but what was DCFS's reason for taking your children from your care?
So it actually was not DCFS. It was an emergency motion that was done behind my back while I was at work with my son, and my daughter was being cared for it by my roommates at the time. DCFS, I guess, went into the house. They saw that my daughter was there, and I guess they contacted the GAL, and the GAL and DCFS advised the judge to give custody to Tom based upon me being combative with them, and her name was Amanda Petrikowski, and she was on pretty much every single one of my DCFS cases, and she basically said that my daughter was being neglected because my daughter was sleeping on a couch while my roommates were asleep in their room, and that's how she came into the house, was with my daughter sleeping on the couch, which my daughter still sleeps on the couch because she doesn't like to be sleeping in her room. And they went before the judge and did this whole emergency motion stating that, you know, I have PTSD, which is true, and my ex accused me of trying to kill myself in front of my kids, which is not true. And they just put a bunch of false allegations and accusations onto the emergency petition. And there was no emergency present. There was no immediate harm to the kids. So their emergency petition wouldn't have even counted as an emergency. And that was that, basically. The judge signed it based upon the GAL's recommendation and the DCFS recommendation. And that was how they originally were taken. And then later on, when I had supervised visitation, DCFS was present again during his prolapse rectums, and they took the kids, stating that there was a safety plan, which was supposedly against the father and the grandfather, but they took the kids from me, and they were still seeing their dad and their grandfather, and they were still in that home. So that didn't make any sense, and they didn't even give me any paperwork. They had never given me paperwork for the previous event either. So they've never given me a paper trail whatsoever to follow, which is why they're able to get away with their criminal activities, because there's nothing saying that they did this, that, or the other.
I understand. So, you know, I'm on Facebook all the time, and so many parents and advocates, they have James's picture as their profile picture. And so you have a huge following out there. You're probably one of the leading family rights advocates in the country right now. And it's a shame that that's based upon the tragedy. But your activities prior to the demise of your son also brought you into the spotlight. Now, I just got a text message from Pamela Olson. She's on standby, and she appears to be muted. She didn't download the Skype, but she's on the line. Well,
Let's bring her in, please. Absolutely.
Yes, please do. Bring her in. 916 area code.
Yes.
Am I there?
There you are.
Here. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, nice talking to you again. Welcome to the show.
Nice. Hi, Kara. How are you, dear?
Hi, Pamela. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's funny that Melvin said he wanted to get the two of us together, and I think we already have a little surprise for him. You and I were going to be talking Friday about telling your story on a live sometime coming up in the next couple of days, because as many people have stated in this wonderful, wonderful broadcast, thank you all so much for putting this together and the dedication and the work and the sweat equity, because this is our time, folks. This is our time. Stories like Kara, stories like my LA County, even Mr. Punch's story. These are epidemic of a broken, failed, and defunct child protective service. Now, if it were the DMV, we'd know how to take care of that. If it were the IRS, well, it is the IRS, and we're dealing with that. But that it's our children. This is where people literally become so scrambled and emotional, which is why they target your children and separate you from your children, because this is a money game. In Kara's case, it's got to be the most current tragic case that we all are aware of. And we know how hard Kara fought. Most of us watched her, either through Northwest Liberty News or through other venues. There's nothing this woman didn't call, didn't do, or attempt. I believe, yes, Cook County quite literally understands exactly what happened to that child and knows that that little boy, that sweet, precious baby that now looks over all of us in heaven, absolutely had a lawsuit that would have broken Chicago and Cook County open like an egg. What I want to do at this point, I understand the autopsy is important. If they have lost any part of your property, they must locate it before anything further can go forward. And since they've already had the autopsy done on poor little James, they now have less than 24 hours to find the rest of your property so that your independent autopsy can go forward, which is fantastic. What no one's talking about is the reason this tragedy happened is because Kara's lawyer didn't know every trick in the book to ensure this never happened to James. Now, that's not that lawyer's fault, because, folks, lawyers are not taught juvenile dependency court or family law in law school. That's like saying a doctor's never going to be taught how to do an episiotomy or never going to learn how to do an appendectomy. It is that broken from the education part of it all the way down to the actual doing. So we have family law lawyers that say, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years. And parents are losing their cases left and right. Why? Because the lawyer only knows the process that corrupt court is using, not the actual P&P of the law. And that's a huge difference, folks. Legal and illegal.
How do you feel about defunding Child Protective Services by stopping the funding from the Social Security Trust Fund? That's where, since Clinton initiated that law in 1997, this corruption has been running rampant. And not only will people that are affected by the unjust family court system be pleased, the children will be pleased, and our elderly who are dependent upon Social Security also have a stake in this thing. So don't defund the police departments. Let's defund Child Protective Services. Cut off. Let's kill the cash cow.
I'm going to challenge you. Number one, police officers are not real officers. They are not oathed, and they are not sworn. Sheriffs and sheriff deputies are the only true constitutional law enforcement that is supported by our Constitution. We don't need police. Police are garbage. Matter of fact, if a caseworker comes to your door with a police officer, don't even bother opening it. That police officer only has jurisdiction within the city. Most of them come out because they get $500 in their pocket for bringing a frumpy heffalump to your door that proclaims she is there to see your children when she herself looks like she needs to go to rehab. You do not have to open your door. Instead, you call a sheriff. And Kara's specific where she is right now, not only should every lawyer be sued, because every lawyer must carry malpractice insurance just like a doctor. Most must carry $1 million or more. Your daughter has a federal lawsuit. She can now sue all the way up until the age of 21.
But
these people,
Pamela,
are trying
can
to
we
run
stop?
What they know is
can we
be.
Stop Social Security from funding this unjust agency? Is it possible, in your opinion?
Absolutely, it is, because Title IV was never meant to come out of SSI, SSDI. It was just the biggest pot Congress had at the time in 1974 when CAPTA was written by Mondale.
Yeah, by Mondale. True.
So we absolutely can put this in a state, or we can make a separate pot, because quite literally by 2032 to 2035, Social Security is going to be broke because all 50 states are leveraging their overbloated state budgets on the backs of our children through CPS.
So we need to stop this now, because by 2032,
absolutely.
Yes,
yeah,
this is our future that we're talking yeah. about. But we have to do something now. Sasha is still in the clutches of these evildoers. She's around them, sleeping in the same bed that her deceased brother died mm-hmm. in. That just sends chills
yeah.
down my spine.
Yeah, the family system is trying to make me do 50-50 right now, and I said absolutely no way.
Right,
no.
And it's only because this common law admiralty court can't prove that he's a pedophile?
Yeah.
And is there a reason they're not pressing charges? That there's not enough, quote-unquote, evidence, which is why part of James is still missing, because that is the evidence to prove? You basically
it gets worse than that. I have it on my page where the Palatine Police Department, before an autopsy was even performed, basically stated there was no foul play and nothing there
right.
to look at. And that is because
they
the Palatine
have to
Police
show you...
was involved since the beginning of my case, working with DCFS, and repeatedly
Perfect.
Lied on their police report.
Perfect. This actually makes this much easier for you to become a part owner in Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at a woman who is going to own the state of Illinois. Thank God.
I'm available. I hear you.
Well, I would definitely love to see that,
that
happen.
Kara?
That's for sure.
Definitely
when
better to own the state
down,
than have the state own you.
Absolutely.
A lot of parents end up doing a million really hard things and throwing them all at the wall to see what sticks. Unfortunately, these evil Luciferian demons enjoy a process and procedure, and it can change county to county, state to state, okay? Once you know the proper procedure and process, there's nothing we can't prove, Kara. What we need to prove is exculpatory for you versus inculpatory for them. And you and I will go over that when we talk. But there are many, many steps that we can do. This case is far from over, and justice for James is happening.
Absolutely. Kara, I saw on Facebook that you have the face mask that everyone is wearing now with James's picture on that. Are you selling those in order to, I mean, I know you're not, don't get me wrong, folks. I know you're not trying to profit from this tragedy, but you definitely need funding in order to pursue the legal aspect of this thing. So are you selling, do you have a website set up to sell these masks, or is that something just for your own personal use?
It's really just personal and to spread awareness. I'm not making any profit off of it whatsoever.
You need to sell them. You need to open up a site and sell those things. I'll buy one. I'm just saying, just so you can get the funding. So like Rob was saying, you know, with the George Floyd protests going on across the country and everyone up in arms against the governmental injustice, you know, when the protesters sit down with the governmental officials, you know, eventually they'll have to sit down at the table and try to discuss, you know, what the things that everyone seems to be so upset about. We need to bring the issue of child protective services to the forefront of this thing. It's not just police brutality or governmental injustice, or not just those issues alone. Child Protective Services has been a thorn in the side of millions of Americans for far too long. We need to defund Child Protective Services. Let's cut off the funding from the Social Security Trust Fund. Let's kill the cash cow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I gotta say, we Absolutely. Had that guest on, Jamie, last week, who had her children taken. And I'm seeing a commonality between the two, that if you go after Child Protective Services, they go after you with impunity. And their word is taken without even the evidence. They just have to say so and then issue in a whatever edict their own selves over you. That is, when did they become the king? When did their word become where they don't have to prove things? They just come and take, and you have to prove later you're worthy. And they just, for lack of a better term, they can, every card they hold in their hand at a poker game is a joker. And absolutely. Joker's wild. It's disgusting to me.
Essentially, yes, absolutely. Yep.
Why is Child Protective Services allowed to investigate a death in which they were completely a part of? I mean, they were part of my life for a year.
Yeah, good
and
point.
Yet they were the ones who investigated my son's death.
Well, the police take a hand.
If a sheriff or an FBI didn't do that investigation, then we need to do an immediate walk on motion and demand the FBI and sheriff of that county investigate that death immediately, because what DCFS is doing is what's known as an internal investigation. DHHS said they separate themselves out from county division to DHHS in your state, second nicest building other than your capital. They investigate. It's still illegal or unlawful. It is not lawful for them because they do not have the authority to investigate even their own poo rolling down the hill in the wind. They have nothing. These are social workers. It's laughable.
Well, police officers and judges take a hands-off approach when it comes, and politicians take a hands-off approach when it comes to Child Protective Services, because the money that is generated for each state, all 50 states, billions and billions, billions upon billions of dollars is being looted from the Social Security Trust Fund and is paying for each unlawful, wrongful taking. There is no constitutional oversight in the family court system. The judges totally disregard the Constitution because parental rights are guaranteed. That's a guaranteed right in the Constitution of the United States. And although these judges and politicians have sworn oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution, once they get in office, it's totally ignored. So there is no oversight. They do as they please. The police, the politicians, and the judges take a hands-off approach because of the money that is being generated from our future retirement benefits. So if we can cut off the Social Security Trust Fund funding to every state in the union, then each state would have to bear that cost themselves. Those billions of dollars that have been funneling into these states, a lot of times the judges, they have a controlling interest. They have ownership in the foster homes. They own the services that the parents are required to take to reunify their families. These judges have a financial incentive for taking these children from their parents. And all of that incentive comes from our Social Security Trust Fund. We need to stop that money flow from going to the states.
That's right. And Kara, just so you know, when I say unlawful and illegal, I mean it. The state of Illinois has broken the Brady Act. They are hiding exculpatory or inculpatory evidence. There's a lot we can do with that. Once you have a Brady violation, that's FBI, AG, and OIG. And they have absolutely obfuscated or lost or kept from you certain evidences so you can finish your investigation. That Brady Act violation is going to break your case wide open. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, what's the history behind the organs? That? They're also withholding photographs. There was no forensic pictures taken of the scene of the crime at all.
Oh, that is a massive Brady Act violation.
But the interviews also for the testimonies that did not take place without people saying, hey, interview us. I mean, that's part of that as well, correct?
Yeah, they only interviewed his side yet again. And that's the pattern that I've seen. DCFS only interviewed his side. The Palatine police, when they first started all of this, when my daughter alleged abuse, only interviewed his side. And then even in the murder investigation, they didn't even talk to me until like 2 months later. They never initially interviewed me, even though I was right in the hospital with officers. They never talked to me.
Right.
Those police officers.
So obviously, with the Brady Act violation, we now also have the Criminality Act of 1978, where police departments are not allowed to investigate murder investigations. Who does those investigations? Sheriffs. Why? Because they're oath and sworn. Police officers are not. You get a hiree that becomes the police chief for the mayor, and then they hire a bunch of staff. Police aren't prep, and if they're the only ones that did the investigation, that is illegal to the federal level. That goes beyond Brady. We now have conspiracy. Conspiracy also runs under Title 18, Section 242 of the Commerce Clause, if they're doing it to save themselves a multi-million dollar lawsuit. So now we've got three different federal crimes we can now push upon them. Hi, my name is Pamela Olson. I'm the founder of Save Our Children.
What exactly is the Brady Act, and how is it fit in relation to this case that we're talking about here? So maybe some other parents might see relevance for themselves to use this Brady Act.
Understood. We can all use the Brady Act because it is federal. State laws is what we can't use state to state. Each state has its own mandates, its own statutes. Thankfully, when it comes to the Fed, that applies to all 50. The Brady Act ensures us all evidence inculpatory or exculpatory. Exculpatory is exonerating. Inculpatory is guilt. Okay? So anytime they hide even one docket from you, from your court, whether it's family law or whether it's juvenile dependency, it doesn't matter. You are to receive a copy of every single report, investigation, so on and so forth. If a hotline tip comes in, you absolutely can ask for the Title 20s to find out exactly what the concern really was that was called in versus what they're telling you at the door. There are protections for parents built into the CWS manual. Unfortunately, most lawyers don't even know, hey, your Brady Act is being violated. They're not giving you all of your evidence. They're not giving you your labs. They're not giving you your son's reports. They're not giving you your daughter's whatever. That violation alone is a massive deal to put on any division of CPS, no matter what they call themselves.
Now, is the Brady Act that you're referring to the one that was passed after Ronald Reagan, the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, when Mr. Brady
was shot?
Or something different?
The Brady Act is different than the Brady Gun Act that you're thinking of that originated out of the shooting of Mr. Brady trying to cover our then president, Ronald Reagan.
Right.
This
okay.
Brady
wow,
Act
you,
to
you are one sharp. You're one sharp pack. I got to hand it to you, Pamela.
Yeah.
I was going to say
one
that.
Of the leading advocates in the country there. She's no joke.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
She knows her topic very well.
Instantly. Oh, yes, she does. And she's a direct descendant.
I believe for Cook County.
Accolade. You're a direct descendant of the Adams, the presidential Adams. I didn't mean to put that out there. I didn't mean to put you on blast, but I just wanted to let everyone know you come from a very prestigious family, and you have the bloodline to back up, you know, what you're saying there. Your ancestors must be proud of you right now.
Oh, I hope so, because they've been rolling over in our grave. Ugh. But literally, Kara, we've got three different federal that we can put in. And every time we put in a federal, we are going to notify your county little bitty lawyer dressed up as a judge that isn't and scare the living crap out of them. Because literally, sweetheart, no one on your case right now is going to have a license, much less money in their bank account, and they'll be lucky to keep their freedom by the time we're done.
Get them.
We're not taking this anymore. Okay, we're not taking this anymore.
I'm glad to hear that this is going down. Yes, we're going to go to commercial break, but we're going to get the callers as well. I'm not going to forget this episode either. Yeah, we'll get the callers. And we'll take your comments and questions. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, we are back from commercial break. This is the Double Dose Chapter Show. And we are talking about cracking down on CPS and all these other child trafficking organizations, holding family court responsible. I'm loving the sound of this, guys.
Yes, we got to get them.
Okay, so we are going to, let's go ahead and take some calls here because they've been waiting so very patiently. Let's go ahead and let's get to Mark in Florida.
Hey guys, thanks for letting me in. I just wanted to pass some information to the lady there that she should listen to RBN at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sundays because Ralph Winterrude hates CPS. And he might be able to give her some information that she could keep an eye on her attorneys that they're doing what's right. And the Brady request is a discovery Brady request where you want the information. Say an officer's been a liar in court, you want a Brady request on that officer to inform the judge in your case that this prosecutor is using his on record as lying in court, So Brady request is on the government officials and their conduct in court and in hearings and in their processes. So.
Excellent advice. Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, have her listen to Ralph on Sunday the 6th because he might have some documents to help her out.
Excellent.
God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe we can even get Kara booked on the show. I'll give it a go if you'd like.
Okay.
All right. So that is I'm really thinking that if we can pull our knowledge and actually have an organization, because listen, the lawyers, there are too many lawyers that are tapped, you know, special interest. You have a lawyer that will represent you 1 second, take your money, disappear. And, you know, it's up to us to become very knowledgeable about the law and to be able to represent ourselves in court. If you love your children, they're worth fighting for. It's worth sitting down to study. If you got to put yourself through college unofficially, go sit at, you know, some universities. Go sit in on some lectures.
Yes.
They have online lectures as well. A lot of universities, you can go online and sit in classes.
The best education would be for parents to just visit the family courts. If in your state you're allowed to actually enter the courtroom, and a lot of courtrooms, they operate under a veil of secrecy, and they only let the parents in. They don't even let advocates or relatives or anyone else go inside the courtroom, so the judges can make all sorts of outrageous orders and decisions, and there's no oversight whatsoever. But this is not just an issue that is confined to the United States. This is a worldwide phenomenon. I get contacted by people in every country on earth, from Australia to Great Britain, France, India. This thing is going on. It's a worldwide phenomenon. I've been speaking with a very knowledgeable advocate in Great Britain. I talked to Agatha about trying to book him on our show on RBN. His name is Nigel. And I've spoken to him about creating an organization, an international organization, with representatives from every country that is affected by this crime. It's a crime against humanity, folks. It needs to be addressed. We need to have a United Nations of advocates who can come together, and with proper funding, we can implement changes around the globe. This is not just confined to the United States. This is a worldwide phenomenon. These children are being trafficked all over the globe. And a lot of times you see the children, they come up missing. Pamela, I know you have some information about the operations of the U.S. military underground, how they've rescued these children under Central Park and out in the middle of the country. And thousands upon thousands of children have been rescued by the U.S. military. They found them in cages underground, where they have an extensive railway system where they're trafficking these children from one state to the next underground by rail. Put them on blast.
I know it sounds I know it sounds wild, but he's not lying. His woke is not broke. He is right on target, and it's sick that we're just waking up to CWS when really what Mr. Punch just said should sock every American straight in the gut and bowl them over. Because if CPS is this endemic in people's lives and can hurt people like our beautiful mother, Kara Waskowski, tonight. What the heck are they doing what we can't see? I don't even want to wrap my head around it, but unfortunately, I run 8 different pedophile trafficking and help them coordinate and P&P out. This is how we get a lot of this information. Some of that information is absolute disinformation. I did see today, Melvin, Timothy Holmesoff has finally been outed as a fraud.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he made a lot of that up. But unfortunately, it has come out that a lot of his facts were very good theories with some legs, just not solid proof. The
really?
Other things that I've posted, that is actual Marines reaching out to me, telling me this and this happened, and so-and-so is going to write it up, and 2 weeks later it pops up. So we have a very interesting mix of total false and made-up news.
Sure.
And it's not coming from good people like you, me, Tara, the people of RBN. It's coming out of the sick, twisted, macinated minds of those in power who aren't
yes.
going to be for much longer, which is why
their
things
disinformation
are so
campaign, their disinformation campaign is very strong. They've been practicing it for
yes.
years, from the subliminal yeah. images they used to flash across the TV screens to them owning all the media on the planet and just giving us the stories that they want us to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
I gotta interject too about the Central Park issue. You know, if we report information that's not true, it blows the credibility of the information that we posted is true. Now, I had heard initially 30,000 children were rescued from cages underneath Central Park and brought onto the ship, the USS Liberty, that Red Cross looking ship that was out in New York Harbor. Now, I did some checking on that, and that ship only had 1,000 beds and 1,500 staff.
Right.
And during COVID, it
right.
only could have 500 beds. I don't see how 30,000 children were housed on that ship, and I don't see how they transported them without that amount of buses being noticed by people. So I've never been able to prove that. I know there was an operation going on to teach underground warfare tactics, like
yes.
using sewer systems, like tunnel networks. Like
right.
they know they had to fight tunnels in Vietnam, so they kind of modernized that. But I've never been able to definitively prove it. And I'd love to have the proof on that. I would scream it from the tallest building as loud as I could if I could
yes.
prove it.
Right.
Yes, but you know,
right.
some things
now,
don't have to be proved. Go ahead.
We did have the story that just came out yesterday. 35 people have been arrested. I'm sorry, 35 children were rescued from Disneyland, nurses, doctors, and I forget what the other one was. Some of them were theme park workers. But that just came out yesterday, and that was also an underground, and that's the Orlando one, again, out of Polk County. That's the second sting they've done, where they claim they have pulled out anywhere from tens to hundreds to thousands of children from underground. Polk County, they
yes.
actually showed all the pictures. So that's proof to me.
Yes,
that's
it doesn't
proof.
Really
I showed a picture. This is a pedophile. That's proof.
What I find odd, though, is, you know, with the day of social media, if your child was a missing child, wouldn't you, when you were reunited with that child, make a post on Facebook, yay, I got my kid back. Thank you, everybody, for sharing, you know, the he's missing or she's
right.
missing posts and this. And I have not found any testimonials, and I look for these. So I want it to happen. I want all the children on this planet to have a beautiful future with their families and with their parents, having the right to instill their own morals in them. Because we've given too many mm-hmm. inches of power to private organizations to better for the children's lives. But they have their stake is in removing them and rehousing them somewhere. This vaccine issue has well shown how children can be taken away. I met a family of the Stevens family over in New South Wales. A Chase was taken from them. And they had gone to a hospital on an actual appointment they were supposed to take their kid to. And they left the appointment because they were not satisfied with the doctor. And they actually used the Amber Alert network to villainize this family and chase them down and caught them while they was in hiding. And it's the power that's been given to these organizations to villainize parents themselves for using their own rights to raise their children has gone way too far. And it needs to be not only curtailed, that whole system needs to be torn down.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They need to abide by the rules of the Constitution of the United States, which guarantees the rights of parents to raise children as they see fit.
Amen.
These medical kidnappings that are going on, if a parent takes their child into an emergency room and the doctor prescribes a certain treatment, if the person, because of religious beliefs, they choose not to follow the advice of the doctor, automatically Child Protective Services is called in and an investigation is begun. And 9 times out of 10, the child is removed from the custody of the parent, and the parent has to prove themselves worthy to be parents. That is just unacceptable. How do we as Americans allow this to occur in this great nation of ours. People are sitting idly by and giving, basically signing away their rights and their children to governmental officials whose only goal, their only incentive, is to garner funding from the Social Security Trust Fund. So let's
They tell you you can't even go in with your kid while he's having his physical. You have to wait in another room if they're above and it's a very young age. Where kids are very impressionable. You know, they like to tell stories and be part of conversations. I think the actual instilling of memories into a child of a situation that was purely innocent can be made to seem diabolical if you have the right manipulator speaking with your child. And you're not even there to be witness to this. And that also, I think, is a great wrong being done to parents. I'm so glad I'm done raising my son.
Absolutely. Children are very impressionable. Young children are very, very impressionable, and they're subject to suggestions from adults. And these mandated reporters, whether they be hospital officials or school officials, they sometimes question children that are not in the presence of their parents and the suggestions that they make to the children. And the children just kind of like not actually confirm, but they kind of don't deny. And then all of a sudden, the parent goes to pick up their children from school and find out that they've been taken by Child Protective Services. And once they're taken, folks, you must prove yourself innocent. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And how it's supposed to go is you're innocent until proven guilty. But that's not the case when it comes to family court and Child Protective Services in every state of this country. It's wrong. 200 years from now, when history is written, they will judge us, the ones that are active in this fight against this injustice and the ones that are sitting on the sidelines saying, well, it doesn't involve me. It involves all Americans, because at any time, anyone is subject to having their child removed. We have attorneys, politicians, movie stars, anyone, no matter if you're rich or poor, you can be subject to the overreach of Child Protective Services. I mean, now, if you have the means, you can hire yourself a competent attorney, and that would usually make Child Protective Services back off. They don't want a fight. They don't want an attorney who is knowledgeable and proficient in his duties. They don't want to go against someone like that, because he's going to put them on blast and challenge all of the malarkey that they're spewing in family court. But most parents that they target are of a they're in the lower stratum of the income bracket. They don't have the means to hire competent legal defense, and they're usually relying upon the advice of a court-appointed attorney who usually works in conjunction with the judge and the attorneys that are working for the Child Protective Services. They make deals.
Yes. We've seen that nonstop.
Yes,
and so what we need to do is to start teaching our children a stranger danger. Okay, you know, add police and add CPS to the stranger danger list. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do.
Doctors and nurses and clergy and teachers.
Clergy?
Have you seen how many pedophiles lately have been teachers? God, that makes my stomach turn, because my eldest is a beautiful teacher. Anywhere there's kids, we're going to
have to be attracted to the professions that the children are at. These pedophiles seem to be, they slot themselves into these professions that place them in close proximity to children. And I mean, it's like a kid in a candy store, you know, and they got all the different flavors and all the different, and they are, these children are at their mercy.
Entirely. Listen, guys, let's let another caller in here. Go ahead. Oh, okay. He dropped. Okay. Never mind. Let's keep going then. Yeah. Okay. Well,
yes. Hello, Fred. You're still listening.
Call back in if you need to.
No. I got to say this. Going back, and I can't remember which president said it. It may have been one of the Bushes, that it takes a village to raise the kids. And that took the power right away.
That was 1998.
And now it's like the village people are raising your children. And the cartoons with the subliminal sexual innuendos on them. You know, there used to be, I don't know what test it was, but they would hold up two dolls, a male and a female, and they, when they interviewed a child that had been abused. And they would, like, act like the doll was humping the other or something, or what do these do? And the kid, they get them giggling and happy and endorphin releases, so they're making a play with these dolls. And I wonder how many parents in the past got villainized by this setup because of what was instilled in us, even in the cartoons that I know about now, the little subliminal nastinesses that were put out by the Looney Tunes and the Disneys and such, and their Club 33 gang. Yeah, I went there because... And then the child will want to be part of this laughter moment. And how many parents or neighbors or something got villainized and jailed falsely because of this psyop on how to get a child to say what you want? I don't know any other way to put that.
Well, thousands. Thousands, probably hundreds of thousands over the years. They've been getting away with murder, basically, or... No pun intended, but they've been getting away with murder for a very, very long time. And what just shocks me to my core is that Americans, we've always stood up against injustice and, you know, trying to do the right thing, supposedly the leaders of the free world. But we turned a blind eye to the injustices that are currently occurring, you know, with our neighbors and family members, because the media portrays Child Protective Services as being the champion, that they protect the rights of children and they keep them safe. And the exact opposite is true. They take these children from loving families and place them with the villains, usually pedophiles, because they do not do a complete background check on every individual in the household. They check the foster parent and maybe their spouse or their siblings, uncles, grandfathers, other individuals who are coming in and out of the house are not checked. These children are at the complete mercy of especially the younger children, the toddlers, the infants. They're creating a whole class of abused and neglected children intentionally. And America, we're letting this happen. Stand up, defund DCF/CPS. Let's cut off the Social Security funding under Title IV, D, E, and any other letter of the alphabet that they have. No more Social Security funding to Child Protective Services. Let each state bear the burden of the financial cost of their child protective agencies. You'll see social workers getting fired. You'll see judges being released because they're not going to have the cases, because the corruption will end once the funding, the cash flow, like you said before, Rob, on another show, we have to hit them in the pocket. Stop the funding. That will stop the corruption.
And stop the incentive to administer funding. You know, you look at, let's say, like Red Cross, for instance, with all the fire donations that went out to various disasters around the world, and look at the administrative fees for this money to get out and help people. And I imagine that the funding that goes to Child Protective Services also has administration fees of these fundings that are exorbitant. When you
Absolutely.
See directors of some of these organizations getting wages over $100,000 a year, that's, there's definitely an incentive for them to keep doing their job and create the need for their job. And ideally, the Child Protection Services should want to make itself extinct and not needed. But to perpetuate the problem perpetuates funding and administrative fees have got to be. It's
that
the computer that sends the money out. You ain't got like accountants and all this like they used to have, you know, like doing stuff on paper and looking through things. There's a fee involved to push a button and an algorithm does that.
You know, that reminds me of the scandal currently in and out of the news with the Clinton Foundation in Haiti. $100 million was donated to him to go over there and, you know, after the earthquake and disaster relief. And they built like maybe 1,000 homes
I heard they only built four houses.
Four houses. That's it?
Yeah. Out of all that, they funnel the money into the not just the Clinton's offshore banks, but to the Democratic Party that seems to be anything but Democratic. It's a Hippocratic Party. Well, most of them are, aren't they, these days?
Yes.
We're so disillusioned, left wing, right wing, when nobody takes a look at the buzzard that's picking the eyes out of us.
Yes. You know, they have a forensic accounting. The FBI does forensic accounting of the money trail that goes to these agencies and organizations. When are they going to do a forensic accounting of child protective services throughout the country, every state by state, and find out exactly where the cash flow is going? Do the judges have a hand? Do they have ownership in the child protective? Just like the judge that was convicted recently, he's sending all of these juveniles to prison and comes to find out that he has is a private prison, and this judge owned a majority of shares in it. So he's sending these kids to jail, and each kid that goes there, ka-ching,
conflict of interest, huh?
Yeah, like you said, Robin, it's a big cow. And everybody that's involved near that cow on that farm is getting free milk.
Let's kill the cow and make some steaks out of them. Let's kill the cow. Social Security funding to child protective services throughout the country needs to end now, folks. I have 4,000 views on my Twitter campaign. It's at The Real Donald Trump. And I'm using the hashtag family first in capital letters, foster in small letters, last in large numbers, large letters. And another hashtag that I'm using on this stream, the Twitter, I don't use Twitter that often, but I found it can be an effective tool in getting the word out there. The other hashtag I use is hashtag defund.DCF/CPS. So, folks, if you pull up Mr. Punched, P-U-N-C-H-E-D, on Twitter, follow my campaign, retweet. I'm up to 4,000 views. It's been 2 days. I started this thing 2 days ago. I got 4,000 views, about 60 retweets, and about maybe 90 likes. But let's see how it goes. Let's see where it goes. I already contacted a politician in Massachusetts, James McGovern, who is an underdog for the...
Melvin, I would let you talk all day if I could. But yes, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for joining us and making a good show happen. A lot of good information. People, get involved, get out.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot on this one. Absolute pleasure. Big love, people. Peace.
Another rabbit hole, Rob. Another rabbit hole.
Absolutely. Wascally Wobbert will dive into this rabbit hole for sure.
All right, guys. That's all time we have. See you guys tomorrow.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.